Chapter 5. The Law of Meat. Famine came again, and once more the cub knew the feeling of hunger. The she-wolf herself grew thin as she ran to search for meat. She rarely slept any more in the cave, spending most of her time on the meat trail. This famine was not a long one, but it was severe while it lasted. The cub found no more milk in his mother, nor did he get one mouthful of meat for himself. When the famine ended, the she-wolf brought home meat. It was strange meat, different from any she had brought home before. It was a lynx cub, and it was all for him. His mother had already satisfied her hunger. She had eaten the rest of the lynx cubs. So he ate and became happier with every mouthful. Very soon he learned the law of the meat. There were two kinds of life, his own kind and the other kind. His own kind included his mother and himself. The other kind included all live things that moved. The aim of life was meat. Life itself was meat. Life lived on life. There were the eaters and the eaten. The law was, eat or be eaten. Nevertheless, there were satisfactions. To have a full stomach, to sleep lazily in the sunshine, such things were rewards for all his hard work. They were expressions of life. So the cub was quite satisfied with his hostile environment. He was very much alive, very happy, and very proud of himself.